She walked. That doesn't tell me much. Human didn't say anything further. His talkative mood had apparently passed. From us, Vin thought. They butt off of each other, perhaps? She'd heard of some creatures that, if you cut them the right way, each half would grow into a new animal. But that couldn't be the case with Koloss. She'd seen battlefields filled with their dead, and no pieces rose to form new Koloss. But she'd also never seen a female Koloss. Though most of the beasts wore crude loincloths, they were, as far as she knew, all male. Further speculation was cut off as she noticed the line ahead bunching up. The crowd was slowing. Curious, she dropped a coin and left Human behind, shooting herself over the people. The mists had retreated hours ago, and though night was again approaching, for the moment it was both light and mistless. Therefore, as she shot through the falling ash, she easily picked out the canal up ahead. It cut unnaturally through the ground, far straighter than any river. Elland speculated that the constant ashfall would soon put an end to most of the canal systems. Without ska laborers to dredge them on a regular basis, they would fill up with ashen sediment, eventually clogging to uselessness. Vin soared through the air, completing her arc, heading toward a large mass of tents stationed beside the canal. Thousands of fires spit smoke into the afternoon air, and men milled about, training, working, or preparing. Nearly 50,000 soldiers bivouacked here, using the canal route as a supply line back to Luthadel. Vin dropped another coin, bounding through the air again. She quickly caught up to the small group of horses that had broken off from Ellen's line of tired marching ska. She landed, dropping a coin and pushing against it slightly to slow her descent, throwing up a spray of ash as she hit. Elland reined in his horse, smiling as he surveyed the camp. The expression was rare enough on his lips these days that Vin found herself smiling as well. Ahead, a group of men waited for them. Their scouts would have long since noticed the townspeople's approach.
"Lord Elland," said a man sitting at the head of the army contingent. "You're ahead of schedule."
"I assume you're ready anyway, General," Elland said, dismounting.
"Well, you know me,"
Demu said, smiling as he approached. The general wore well-used armor of leather and steel, his face bearing a scar on one cheek, the left side of his scalp missing a large patch of hair where a Koloss blade had nearly taken his head. Ever formal, the grizzled man bowed to Elland, who just slapped him on the shoulder affectionately. Vin's smile lingered. "I remember when that man was little more than a fresh recruit standing frightened in a tunnel." Demu wasn't actually that much older than she was, even though his tanned face and calloused hands gave that impression.
"We've held position, my lord,"
Demu said, as Fatrin and his brother dismounted and joined the group.
"Not that there was much to hold it against. Still, it was good for my men to practice fortifying a camp."
Indeed, the army's camp beside the canal was surrounded by heaped earth and spikes, a considerable feat considering the army's size.
"You did well, Demu,"
Elland said, turning back to look over the townspeople.
"Our mission was a success."
"I can see that, my lord,"
Demu said, smiling.
"That's a fair pack of Koloss you picked up. I hope the Inquisitor leading them wasn't too sad to see them go."
"Couldn't have bothered him too much," Elland said, "since he was dead at the time. We found the storage cavern as well."
"Praise the survivor," Demu said.
Vin frowned. At his neck, hanging outside his clothing, Demu wore a necklace that bore a small silver spear, the increasingly popular symbol of the Church of the Survivor. It seemed odd to her that the weapon that had killed Kelsier would have become the symbol of his followers. Of course, she didn't like to think about the other possibility, that the spear might not represent the one that killed Kelsier. It might very well represent the one that she herself had used to kill the Lord Ruler. She'd never asked Demu which it was. Despite 3 years of growing church power, Vin had never become comfortable with her own part in its doctrine.
"Praise the survivor indeed," Elland said, looking over the army's supply barges. "How did your project go?"
"Dredging the southern bend?" Demu asked. "It went well. There was blessed little else to do while we waited. You should be able to get barges through there now."
"Good," Elland said.
"Form 2 task forces of 500 men.
Send 1 with barges back to the Titan for the supplies we had to leave down in that cavern. They will transfer the supplies to the barges and send them up to Luthadel."
"Yes, my lord," Demu said.
"Send the 2nd group of soldiers north to Luthadel with these refugees," Elland said, nodding to Fatrin.
"This is Lord Fatrin. He's in command of the townspeople. Have your men respect his wishes, as long as they are reasonable, and introduce him to Lord Penrod."
Once, not long ago, Fatrin would probably have complained about being handed off. However, his time with Elland had transformed him surprisingly quickly. The dirty leader nodded gratefully at the escort.
"You aren't coming with us then, my lord?"
Elland shook his head.
"I have other work to do, and your people need to get to Luthadel, where they can begin farming. Though if any of your men wish to join my army, they are welcome. I'm always in need of good troops, and against the odds, you succeeded in training a useful force."
"My lord, why not just compel them? Pardon me, but that's what you've done so far."
"I've compelled your people to safety, Fatrin," Elland said. "Sometimes even a drowning man will fight the one who tries to save him and must be compelled. My army is a different matter. Men who don't want to fight are men you can't depend on in battle, and I won't have any of those in my army. You yourself need to go to Luthadel. Your people need you. But please let your soldiers know that I will gladly welcome any of them into our ranks."
Fatrin nodded.
"All right. And thank you, my lord."
"You are welcome. Now, General Demu, are Sazed and Breeze back yet?"
"They should arrive sometime this evening, my lord," Demu said. "One of their men rode ahead of us to let us know."
"Good," Elland said. "I assume my tent is ready?"
"Yes, my lord," Demu said.
Elland nodded, suddenly looking very tired to Vin.
"My lord," Demu asked eagerly, "did you find the other item, the location of the final cache?"
Elland nodded.
"It's in